So today's reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 16, and it's on page 1161 in the Church Bibles. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for your word, that your word is steadfast and true and consistent and constant in our lives. And we pray that as we reflect on this passage at the start of this year, that you would inspire us, encourage us, and move us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. New year, new you. It's a phrase you've probably heard or seen already in various different places, articles, gym memberships, all kinds of places. It will say a new year, a new you. We're going to think this morning about what God might say about that, how God feels about that concept, and what kind of how we reflect on that. I just wonder, though, if you can maybe just turn to the people around you and just be honest with them. Have you made any New Year's resolutions? And it's the, where are we today? The 7th. Have you kept them for 7 days? Be honest. Don't worry if you haven't. That's fine. Not everyone does that. But just take a moment to be honest with the people around you. So, there's some nods and there's some shaking of heads going on. Some people have made New Year's resolutions, some people haven't. We all have in our lives different things that matter to us, things we want to change, things we want to improve, things we like, things we spend our time doing, things that we reflect in our lives, those things that matter to us. Maybe that was reflected by what you received or didn't receive at Christmas and how disappointed you were by that, how you spent your time over this season. We all have things that really matter to us, that are the center and the core of our life. And obviously, we hope for us that it's Jesus, but we know there are times that it's not. There are other things that can take that place as well, other things that we can put our time and efforts into. And sometimes the things that we think to be the most important thing in the world, someone else may consider to be absolutely ridiculous and crazy. Some of you may have seen on New Year's Day or the day after New Year's Day, there was a news article about a teenage boy in America who defeated Tetris. Now, Tetris is a game that to defeat, you basically have to play for hours and hours and hours. And so he would have dedicated pretty much most of his Christmas and New Year's completing Tetris. And I look at that and think, what an incredible waste of time. But there were people hailing him as a hero. Like, he said, what an amazing thing he's achieved. And you look at his reaction to doing it, and clearly it had become his everything for quite some time. We all have those things that are important to us, those things that matter to us. But are they what we are? Are they about who we become and who we are in God? You may have made New Year's resolutions, and you may have already failed to keep them, but that does not define who you are in Christ. You may have set off this year in the hope to walk away from some patterns that you know are not good in your life, but that does not define who you are in God. You may be caught up in addiction, but that does not define who you are in God. You may be facing this year with an illness or a health condition, but that does not define who you are in God. You may not have prayed as much as you feel you ought to or would have liked to, but that lack of prayer does not define who you are in God. It may have been months since you picked up and read your Bible outside of a Sunday, but that lack of reading does not define who you are in God. You may be caught up in debt or financial struggle, but that does not define who you are in God. You may be having relationship breakdown or struggles with your family or your friends, but that does not define who you are in God. None of these things define who we are in God. In order to define who we are at our very core, if we are in Christ, if we are those who have chosen Christ, then we need to look at the opinion of the one who created us, the one who formed us and who fashioned us. And so according to Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, and indeed to all the saints in all the world, this is what God says about who you are today if you are in Christ. You are the righteousness of Christ. You have been made not only righteous, but you have become a righteous person. A transaction took place through the death and resurrection of Jesus, so that when you come to him through the cross and you bring to him that brokenness of your life, those things that you know are of your life that you no longer want, those sins, those things that hold us back from relationship for him, when you bring those things to him and lay them before him in confession and repentance, what he does is he removes that from you as an identity, and he clothes you with righteousness. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who he says you are. You are also a new creation. You don't need a new year and a new you, because if you are in Christ, you are already the new you. The way Paul puts it is like this: the old has gone and the new has come. Not it might come, not one day it will come, not it's coming. The old has gone and the new has already come. You are a new creation in Christ through acceptance of him, through life in him, through baptism. You are a new creation in Christ. The old has gone and the new has come. You are also, miraculously and incredibly, reconciled to God. That relationship we were created for, that relationship we were made for, is the relationship between us and God. And that relationship was broken by us choosing to walk in our own ways, choosing to live life in our own ways. But when we accept Christ, when we are in Christ, we are reconciled to God. That relationship is restored and renewed and perfected. And nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. As Paul says in Romans. And so you are the righteousness of Christ. You are a new creation. You are reconciled to God. And you are also an ambassador of Christ. As Paul says in this passage, an ambassador is someone who represents to the world a cause or a person. You are a representation of Jesus and his kingdom into this world. As he radically said to the disciples gathered around at the Sermon on the Mount, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You represent Christ and his kingdom. And you may wish you did it better, but you are those things. That is who he says you are. And as we've heard in the passage, none of this is because of anything you've done or not done. But as Paul puts it, all of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself in Christ. He's done it. You are who you are because he is who he is and has done what he's done in Christ Jesus. He has reconciled you to God. Now, does that mean that at the start of this year, we don't need resolutions? We don't need to bother to try to change because God is doing all the work. Do we just sit idly by and become passive in our growth, in our development, in our faith? No, far from it. We still work towards being a better version of ourselves. We still seek to make those commitments to be the best versions of ourselves we can be. We still need some kind of spiritual disciplines or practices in our lives in order to practice healthy habits in replacement for bad habits. I'm sure anyone who's done any understanding of addiction knows that you can't just stop an addiction. What you need to do is replace it with a better one. And that's what the spiritual disciplines help us to do. They help us to walk in those ways, whether that's prayer or worship or study or fellowship or whatever it is, those things, the solitude, silence, those things that just help us to be a better version of ourselves, because it all becomes about being with God. We still need those things in our lives. We still need to be intentional about spending time with our brothers and sisters in Christ, to choose to be in the presence of those who know him and love him. We need to accept help when it's offered and ask for it when it's not. We need to be in those positions and places where that can happen. We're still invited to join in with what God is doing in the world, to be part, to use our gifts and skills and talents that he's given us to serve others and to serve the world and his kingdom. We still seek to abide in him, and as he says in John 14, to remain in him. And that takes intentionality. That kind of thing doesn't happen by accident. We do need to work at doing those things. And as the passage says, we work for reconciliation with others as well, that we do work to reconcile ourselves with others through forgiveness. But the key thing is that our identity is not dependent on us doing these things. These are things that hopefully are a byproduct of our identity. Our identity is in Christ and is dependent on what God says about you. The God who made you, the God who knows you, the God who created you, the God who loves you, the God who sent Jesus for you, the God who has done it all for you. What he says about you is who you are. As the song goes, I am who you say I am. Our identity is in him. Now, our old selves, that old creation, will still occasionally rear its ugly head. There will be times when Jesus is not our first love. There will be times that addiction takes over and has its grip. There will be times we give in to those temptations that we'd rather not. There are times we do fall short. There are times we do mess up. There are times we do get it wrong. But none of those things detract from the truth. You are reconciled with God in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ. You are an ambassador and an heir of the kingdom. You are a new creation. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, if you've chosen life with him. And when you fail, and I say when, because let's face it, we all do. When you fail to keep your resolutions, know this. He has never failed to keep his. Never. God has never failed to keep his promises. Over 300 promises in the Word of God, and none of them he has failed to keep. He is the promise maker and the promise keeper. So if what he says about you is this, that's who you are, because that's who he has promised to make you. So take heart at the start of this new year. The old has gone and the new has come. Already come. And we're reminded in that great passage of hope in Thessalonians that he who has begun a good work in you will see it through to completion. Not might, not maybe if you're good enough, not maybe if you try hard enough. He who has begun a good work in you, so he started the work, he who has begun that work in you will see it through to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. He is at work in our lives. And although we want transformation to be instant and now, we know it's much more gradual than that. But he is at work in our lives. If we are surrendered to him, if we trust him to work in our lives, if we lay before him those things we struggle with, knowing that we need his help, if we accept the help of others and ask for it if it's not offered, if we know that we are working together with him, for him, that we are reconciled to him, we can know that our identity in Christ Jesus is secure and certain and definite and a promise. And that's why we can have joy in all circumstances, because those truths do not change no matter what happens in the world around us. You are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. You are reconciled to God in Christ. You are an ambassador of the kingdom. You are his and he is yours. You don't need a new you at the start of this new year. He's already made you new. And you are enough for him. And he is enough for you. Amen.